It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC, coming to you, the broadcast signal coming to you throughout the New York, New Jersey metro area, and of course worldwide at mybradio.com, mybradio.com, and on the 77 WABC app. By the way, MYB Radio is the platform to access every single past show that we've had on this great program. Last week, Mark Levy, what an amazing show. Well, you want to hear it? Great, no problem. Just go to mybradio.com. It's there, along with all the other great guests that I've had over the years. The Nielsen ratings continuously have us in the top 10 in New York AM radio. Nielsen, of course, is the global measurement and data analytics company, and we are touched by that, and we appreciate the commitment of the listeners to tune in and week out as we deliver great and important business concepts, especially these days. Week in and week out, and we cover such a wide range of topics and categories: real estate, leadership, strategic planning, entrepreneurship, financial planning, marketing and advertising. And just to keep you in suspense a drop, but tonight's guest really can help you in whatever industry you're in. Just a couple of other quick points as we open. Special thank you to the great team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group. Yes, we're here to serve you, even during the pandemic. Of course, we've followed all types of guidelines, absolutely, obviously. But still, a special shout out to our great team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group: Srili, Michal, Avigail, Malka, Osher, Miriam, who play such an important support role, and to the great folks at 77 WABC: Glenn, James, Matt, Leslie, Chris, Tim. And of course, I want to remind the listeners that we are on so many popular channels: Spotify, Google Podcasts, iTunes. We have a robust YouTube channel, and you can access every single past guest. You could pick up the interview I had with Joseph Aboud, noted fashion design icon; Beth Comstock, former vice chair and CMO at GE; Dawn Fay, district president; and Robert Haft, and so many other great. Joe Hart, president and CEO of Dale Carnegie; Shep Hyken, a mutual friend of my guest. All great guests, great business content. Also, a shout out to some of our recent guests. Of course, as I mentioned, last week we had Mark Levy. The week before, Dr. Rich Roberts. He shared great perspective, FIFO, and so many other important concepts. Adam Levin, one of the world's leading cybersecurity experts, and so many other great guests. They're all available by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. Well, without further ado, tonight's guest, a friend, Stephen Shapiro. Stephen Shapiro is an innovator and a problem solver. So, okay. So, you know, on one hand, people will say, okay, I'm also an innovator. But wait. Wait till you listen to this show. And here, this guy is brilliant. Yes, he's been on the show a couple of times. We were together at a presentation, at a seminar, at conference a couple of years back. And there's a reason why we wanted him on. He just released a book called Invisible Solutions: 25 Lenses That Reframe and Help Solve Difficult Business Problems. And what would be more apropos in today's time? Stephen, thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Oh, I am thrilled to be back. This is going to be fun tonight, I can tell.
Absolutely. So I'm just, again, this new book of yours, Invisible, I mean, are you a prophet? I mean, how did you know to even release it right? I mean, the official date was what, March 3rd?
March 3rd is when it came out, yes.
So, I mean,
but I've been working on it for about a year and a half now, of actually writing and getting it out. And the reason why I wrote this book was, even though I spent my entire career on innovation, which is about growth and prosperity, I figured, look, we've had a really good economic run, and I assumed that we were going to have some kind of economic downturn. Mm. And when we have these downturns in the economy, the quantity and complexity of the problems and challenges that we face tend to increase. And so I wrote this on that assumption. I did not predict this was going to happen.
Yeah, yeah. So again, the title of the book, Invisible Solutions: 25 Lenses That Reframe and Help Solve Difficult Business Problems. Of course, it's available on Amazon, bookstores nationwide, but not many are unfortunately not reopened yet. Stephen is quite gracious. One lucky listener is going to win an autographed hardcover copy. All you have to do is text in MYB to 64600. Text in MYB to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win Stephen's new book, Invisible Solutions. So jumping right in, Stephen, let's go to the core of your brilliance. Why is it so important to change the question when looking for solutions?
Well, to me, it actually comes back to a fortune cookie I once had, and I really got this. It said, you always have the answers, you're just sometimes solving the wrong problem. And I think that's what ends up happening in business is we tend to run around solving problems, but we never actually stop to ask, is this the most important problem? Is it the right problem? And have we taken the time to look at it from a different angle so that we might see solutions that we hadn't considered before? So it's always about the question, never about the solution.
Now, on your website, and I've heard you speak, the famous airport example. Can you please share it with us?
The airport example. I love this one, especially since not a lot of us are flying right now. So it's nice to think back to the days when we'd go on vacation somewhere. So short version of the story is, if you travel, one of the things after you get off a long plane flight, last thing you want is to have to wait for your bag. So one of the airports decided that they wanted to try to fix that process. So they did some analysis and they found that it took on average 15 to 20 minutes for the bags to get from the plane to the baggage carousel. So they spent a ton of money on faster conveyor belts, more baggage handlers with the goal of speeding up the bags. So that was the problem they were solving. How can we speed up the bags? And they got it from 15 to 20 minutes down to 8 to 10 minutes, 50% improvement. Everybody's excited, declare success. Passengers still complain. So they realized they couldn't make the bags go any faster. And they had an epiphany. It took the bags 8 to 10 minutes for them to get from the plane to the baggage carousel, but it only took the passengers 1 to 3 minutes to get from the plane to the baggage carousel. So you know the punchline here. Instead of speeding up the bags, they decided to slow down the passengers. And they literally reconfigured the airport so that it would take, on average, 8 to 10 minutes to get from the plane to the baggage carousel. People get to the baggage carousel, their bags are there, they're happy. And so the point is that we need to change the question. If we're spending all of our time trying to speed up bags, we might not think to slow down passengers. If we're focusing our time on, if we're focusing our energies on reducing wait time, we might not think to improve the wait experience. We can change just a couple of words and have a hugely different range of possible solutions.
So what you're sharing, Steve, is that in many business applications, and in fact, really my next question is, perhaps you could even share with, obviously nothing confidential, but not sharing anything confidential, but share an example, whether it's the financial industry, whether it's banking, whatever, that when people learn how to reframe the scenario, the question, they could open up their mind to come up with a much wider range of solutions.
Well, let's just be very practical, like right now. So as you know, I mean, we were at an event together where I was speaking. Well, there aren't a lot of public speaking events right now. There aren't a lot of face-to-face, in-person meetings. So what's happened is a lot of people are solving the problem, how can we meet virtually to replicate what we did in person? And so that's one question. But there might be different questions we can ask. For example, what can we do virtually that we couldn't do in person? Because we always look at it as like the virtual world is second fiddle to the in-person world. But there's actually a lot we can do virtually that we can't do in person. And that's why my team and I have developed a lot of collaboration tools that work beautifully in the virtual world that would not necessarily work as well in person. The other question which you might ask is how can we – first of all, why do we always have to hold all of our meetings face-to-face, real-time, as opposed to, like, what materials could we send before a meeting that would actually maximize our time in the meeting? Another question could be, how could we eliminate meetings, or what aspects of meetings could we eliminate? And the point is, every time we change the question, we open up a different range of possible solutions. And so I use this process of reframing and asking different questions in every aspect of my business.
Yeah, and a special shout out to last week's guest, Mark Levy. He talked about brainstorming sessions, and that one of the ways of getting the biggest, I guess, bang for the buck out of a brainstorming session is prepare beforehand. Don't just come into the meeting and say, okay, now we're going to start brainstorming. See, how about sending out, let's say, a day before or a week before, just, you know, a couple of questions just to get to tickle the brain, as they say. And therefore, people start coming into the meeting with some possible solutions as opposed to like, oh, staring at the blank blank blackboard, if you will.
Absolutely. Well, and especially like in my world of giving speeches, mm-hmm. I mean, how many you must have seen like just dozens, if not hundreds of speakers over the years. Right. And in most cases, probably 50% of the speech could have been delivered canned. It could have been a video. So what I do with my clients is I will actually send them a video that people watch before the event that covers some of the core basic information so that when we meet in person, instead of my just getting up on a soapbox and talking, we actually can get down to business of engaging. And even when you have hundreds or thousands of people, there are still ways to engage an audience so that it feels like it's being created in the moment rather than just a canned speech. So there's
smart.
A lot we can do before, during, and after.
So smart. And by the way, Stephen's going to be, he's not going to do some chest beating here, but you're an NSA Hall of Famer. What does it take? How many Hall of Famers are there in the NSA?
I should know the answer.
I think it's like 350 or something like that. I don't mean to get you on the spot, but it's around 350, if I'm not mistaken.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, out of, I believe, was like 50,000 members or 50,000, worldwide, top level public speakers. So that's a pretty, there's a reason why it's the Hall of Fame. It's not every Joe's in there.
It's certainly quite an honor to be selected for that.
Yeah. So, Mike, we're going to go to a commercial break. But before we do, I want to let the listeners know, my guest is Stephen Shapiro. His new release, brand new book, Invisible Solutions, 25 Lenses That Reframe and Help Solve Difficult Problems, is going to go to one lucky listener. Of course, everyone else could buy it on Amazon. It's a brand new release, a fantastic book that helps you understand and the ability to start to reframe any challenge that you're facing in order to come up with a much wider range of solutions. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Text over MYB to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win Invisible Solutions by Stephen Shapiro. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Are you a life insurance agent or financial advisor? Then this message is for you. At Hidden Gem Life Solutions, we specialize in purchasing life and viatical settlements. We convert unneeded life insurance policies into profit for you and your client as listed. By partnering with the Hidden Gem team, you can make over $50,000 possible commission on a single deal. Visit HiddenGemLS.com and get started. Turn your client's liability into an asset by visiting Hidden Gem's website, HiddenGemLS.com. That's HIDDENGEMLS.com. Or you can call us at 516-342-5516.
Hey, engineer, should we share it? We should share it. We are launching a virtual business university, a great important marketing tip in under 60 seconds. It's launching June 1st, Monday, June 1st, 2020. Details to follow.
The future that you envision for yourself and your business is totally attainable. You need support along the way. And as entrepreneurs, having a team around you that supports you in achieving what that vision is vital. And that is something that the Covenant Group is committed to delivering.
Most of the times that people come to the Covenant Group, usually it's that they want to enjoy what they're doing, they want to have more quality time, or they want to have financial independence or financial security.
My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
We are, in essence, design engineers, and we're helping entrepreneurs design the business that's right for them and then execute.
The idea of having somebody coach you through the hard times of the business and think through what it is to have an inventory of client activity and what it is to build a base of revenue and to think like a business person. It's just not common in our industry.
My name is Mark Parton.
I'm Dean Harder.
I'm Alvin Brown.
I'm Jay Langford.
My name is Luke Godet.
I'm Andrew McKinnon, and I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
Building a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. My guest is Stephen Shapiro, a renowned innovator and problem solver. In fact, Stephen, I'm sorry I didn't ask you during the first segment of tonight's show. How could people find out more about you and get in contact with you?
I mean, the easiest thing is to go to steveshapiro.com. Or if you want to learn about the book, go to invisiblesolutionsbook.com.
Beautiful. And his new release, Invisible Solutions, 25 Lenses That Reframe and Help Solve Difficult Business Problems, is a brand new release. It's available on Amazon. One lucky listener is going to win an autographed hardcover copy of the book. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Text over MYB to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win Invisible Solutions by Stephen Shapiro. Well, Stephen, here's a question I'm sure you get asked all the time, but why is it that the majority of people are, if I say it bluntly, is basically they're so bad at asking good questions? Is that too blunt or is that a fair question?
I think it's a fair question. And the reason is because we are, as human beings, not wired for innovation. Our primary function is survival. And so what happens is we ask questions based on the past because the past was safe. We didn't die in the past. So whatever we did previously kept us alive. So what the brain does is it wants to perpetuate what we've done in the past. So therefore, for example, if I'm a company and I had great success with a new product or a service, the odds are the brain's going to say, that's great. We're going to keep on riding this as long as we can. The problem is the world is changing very quickly. And if we're not changing with it, we're not going to be asking the right questions because all of our questions have so many assumptions built into them, and they're usually bad assumptions.
All right, so I'm going to ask about the famous expression, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Do you agree with that or disagree?
I think everything's broken. I think that's really – I think it's the reality of it. And look, sometimes we have opportunities to put a pause button and rethink. Like right now, the meeting industry is rethinking.
Right.
I think when we come out of this on the other side, the meetings industry is going to be fundamentally different than it is right now. And I think most industries will. And I think the reason for that is because it was broken by an external force that forced us to now look at how can we do it differently. So the world is always changing, no matter what it is. And if we keep on riding the past success, I mean, here's my belief is past success is not a great predictor of future success. It's actually a great predictor of future failure. And so we need to be questioning and challenging our assumptions all the time in order to make sure we're driving forward in the right direction.
Got it. Now, question is as follows. It's funny to frame this as a question, but how can we ask better questions?
Well, the first thing is to recognize we ask bad questions. So that's step number one. Step number two is to start looking at what are our assumptions. So if you say, hey, we've always done it this way, we've never done it this way, we can't do this, we must do this. Anytime you start making assumptions like that, just stop and ask, is that true or isn't it true?
You mean because you're boxing yourself in? You mean you're boxing yourself in with your own question?
Well, exactly. So what we do is we assume that what we've done in the past is going to continue to work in the future, and that's rarely the case. And so where people get stuck, and the reason why I ended up writing this book is because when my last book came out, which was 10 years ago, there was a section in there about why we need to ask better questions and what you need to do to ask better questions, but I didn't talk about how you actually do it. And it was, although it was a small part of that book, it was the part that everybody said, I need this, I want this, I have to have it. And so I basically developed tools that would give you the how. And so to me, the best way to find solutions to problems is to reframe the problem. And the best way to ask better questions is to use the 25 lenses that I have outlined in the book.
And we're going to get to that after the commercial break. But before we do, I would like to remind the listeners, one, lucky listener is going to win the book. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Text over MYB to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win Invisible Solutions by Stephen Shapiro, 25 lenses that reframe and help solve difficult business problems. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Are you struggling to have your voice heard in a loud, busy, and overwhelming environment? It takes 6 seconds or less for consumers to form an impression of your brand. You cannot afford to get drowned out by the world. Having a clear corporate narrative will help your business stand out and go from surviving to thriving. Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, has been helping brands craft their corporate narrative for nearly 3 decades. BLMG put together a guide to help businesses speak with authority and take control of your corporate narrative. Visit BrandStory2020.com for your free Surviving to Thriving Executive Guide for Business Growth. That's BrandStory2020.com to get your free executive guide to helping your business scale. Again, that's BrandStory2020.com. If your business is ready to thrive, visit BrandStory2020.com. BLMG, Bottom Line Marketing Group. Get ready to tell your story.
Every accounting firm has a history. The history of Saul Friedman & Company spans 45 years of commitment, dependability, and reliability for our clients. A client of Saul Friedman & Company is never alone in making critical business decisions. Behind each business move stands the full resources of an accounting firm with the financial know-how to inspire confidence and ensure success. Call 718-232-1111 now to find out how Saul Friedman & Company can help you grow your business. There's a reason our tagline is accounting with accountability. That is what we believe in, and that is the ethic we follow. For a free consultation, call 718-232-1111. That's 718-232-1111. Or visit our website at snfco.com. That's snfco.com.
Wouldn't it be great if there was a way to get a great business lesson in 60 seconds or less? We are launching a virtual business university that's launching June 1st, Monday, June 1st, 2020. Details to follow.
Came across a great commercial real estate opportunity and need money fast? At TBG Funding, we understand the challenge. Waiting months for a bank-issued loan can cost you your project. That's where we come in. Call TBG Funding today at 718-705-9300 to get the funding you need to get your project off the ground. That's 718-705-9300. With loans closed in 23 states and over $800 million in closed loans, TBG Funding can help you close any commercial real estate deal in as little as 3 days so that you can close deals quickly and efficiently. Visit tbgfunding.com to find out how we can help you capitalize on your next opportunity. That's tbgfunding.com.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. My guest is Stephen Shapiro, the renowned innovator and problem solver. In fact, many in the audience have heard him speak publicly. He is an internationally famous speaker. He's an NSA Hall of Famer. There are very few in that elite category, and Stephen is one of them. Stephen, thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Well, great to be here.
Thank you so much. Well, before the break, you teased us all, right? Because the title of your book is Invisible Solutions, 25 Lenses That Reframe and Help Solve Difficult Business Problems. So perhaps do you have them in categories, or do you want to share some of the 25? Please share it with the listeners of Mind Your Business.
Sure. I'll give a little background. And also, sure, you know, at the end, I'll tell how everybody can get a copy of the 25 lenses for no cost. So that, I think, will be helpful to people. So it's not just a theory. But basically, these 25 lenses are broken down into 5 different categories. So if you're asking a big, broad question, like how do I improve revenues or how do I improve profit margins, you probably want to use one of the reduce abstraction lenses. Because basically when you're asking big, broad questions, there's so many possible solutions. Like how do I fix my business? How do I make it better? How do I grow it? So one of the lenses inside of the reduce abstraction, just as an example, the first lens actually is called the leverage lens. And the leverage lens says, okay, if I'm trying to improve profitability, the leverage lens says, well, what is the most important aspect? If I could only solve one part of the problem, what would it be? And so you might ask, who are currently our most profitable customers? Maybe we target our most profitable customers rather than all customers. Maybe we have fewer, more profitable customers. So that's the leverage lens. But in some cases, we are asking questions that are too specific. They're too narrowly defined. And we want to increase abstraction. That's the second category. One of the lenses in that is the analogy lens. And I love this one because anytime you're trying to solve a problem, the odds are someone has already solved that problem, but they've solved it somewhere else. And the analogy lens forces you to ask the question, who else? Who else has solved a similar problem, but probably in a different industry? And one of the fun examples that I love is a toothpaste manufacturer that wanted to create a whitening toothpaste. But the way they did it was instead of trying to create a whitening toothpaste, they asked who else makes whites whiter and realized that the people in their laundry care division create whiter clothes through bluing agents, blue dye in the clothes. And so they created a toothpaste that has a blue dye. Oh. So they found a solution by looking outside of the dental care industry and looking elsewhere. And then there's the change perspectives lenses, the switch elements lenses, and the zero-in lenses. And that last category, the zero-in lens, is so important because that's where you get to the real problem in the real business. Like, what business am I really in? And I'll say, like, right now for me and my speaking colleagues, if we believe we are professional speakers, we've got a problem, which is why, like, when you introduce me, I wouldn't have you introduce me as a keynote speaker. That's just what I deliver. But I'm really a problem solver. That's my business. And it's, but changing the question about what business I'm in often, you know, will open up new opportunities.
So well said. I remember when you were on the show back in 2018, and folks, you can access that, my previous interviews with Stephen by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com, where you discussed, I remember I found it fascinating at the time, that if you're dealing with a challenge, it's okay to look in a different industry. If you're just going to continue to stare at your industry, you may find a solution, but guess what? You'll find very creative approaches if you take a look at other industries. Perhaps you could share another story or an example on that point.
Sure. I mean, one that I love is a client of mine that's in the insurance industry, and so one of the challenges was that their customers didn't feel like they had transparency when they filed a claim. So somebody files a claim, and then you want to know who's the adjuster, when's the adjuster going to show up. When am I going to get my money? How much money am I going to get? All these things. And so it was like, okay, you file a claim and then it's like a black hole. And the solution that they found was in a really unlikely place. They were trying to solve this problem and somebody went off to order pizza and the guy came back and said, I have the solution. Domino's Pizza. When you order a pizza, you know when your pizza's in the oven, when it's out of the oven, when it's in quality assurance, when it's in the box, when it's in the car, you know the name of the driver, you know everything. Well, they use the model of Domino's Pizza for their insurance claims. I mean, you talk about two fundamentally different industries.
Right.
I think it's just brilliant.
Wow. You know, perhaps you can apply this in the I guess bio about the book. It's not the bio, but the details. It says as follows: unprecedented access to infinite solutions has led us to realize that having all the answers is not the answer. From innovation teams to creative experts to crowdsourcing, we've turned from one source to another, spending endless cycles, you know, pursuing piecemeal solutions to each challenge we face. So you touched on creativity experts. We're a marketing firm here, Bottom Line Marketing Group. Perhaps you can share what would be an example for, that creative experts, creative professionals can use to apply your concepts to become, to be, you know, to be more successful.
Sure. So one of the lenses that I like is number 19, which is the pain versus gain lens.
Okay.
And so let's, one of the stories I love is, you know, when I moved from London, England to Boston back in 2003, mm-hmm. I bought a really expensive mattress because I wanted a great, great, great comfortable mattress. And so, you know, I had that mattress for about 10 years and I would always hear on TV and radio and advertisements, buy our mattress, get the best night's sleep. I'm like, okay, I love my mattress. I'm sleeping well, no problem. And then I turn on the TV and there was an ad from a local furniture store where a guy standing over a mattress with a vacuum cleaner and he's vacuuming the mattress. And as he's vacuuming the mattress, he says, did you know that if your mattress is 8 years old, it will weigh twice its original weight due to the dead skin cells and dust mites that have accumulated over the years? And then he empties out the canister that he's been vacuuming the bed with, and it's just this
yuck.
And you know, so what I love about this is, you know, they're solving the same problem. The problem was, how can we sell more mattresses? But one took the gain approach, which is best night's sleep. The other one took the pain approach, which is how can we convince people that their bed is unhealthy? And so each of these things, we a lot of times we don't think about the emotional state that gets created by the questions we ask. So that's just one example, I think, of how it applies to any situation, but certainly you know, getting people to take a change, make a change like that.
Ah, it's great. In fact, in the Chet Holmes book, he always stresses how product data is not nearly as strong as market data. Meaning, the market data will always trump product data, because that touches on the emotional side of things, which of course gets people to react. What a great example. My guest is Stephen Shapiro. His new release, Invisible Solutions, 25 Lenses That Reframe and Help Solve Difficult Business Problems. It's available on Amazon. One lucky listener is going to win an autographed hardcover copy. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. MYB. Text it over to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win Stephen's new book, Invisible Solutions. A few moments ago, Steve, you had mentioned that there is a way that the people can, a listener can reach out, whether it's on your website, I'm not sure how, to get the listing of the 25 lenses.
Sure. The easiest way is go to InvisibleSolutionsResources.com. So InvisibleSolutionsResources.com, and you'll be able to download the 25 lenses. There's a template where you can enter in your reframe challenges. There's videos, there's tools, there's a whole bunch of different things that you'll find valuable there.
Now, you know, just another, before we go to a break, many years ago we interviewed Dan Sullivan, you know, from Strategic Coach. And he explained the concept that anytime someone on a team is going to come into an executive to try to solve to deal with a difficult solution, he actually makes them write down the challenge and he challenges them to write down their suggested answer, their solution, before they even come into the executive. Have you heard about that? Do you recommend that type of approach?
I like the first part of it, but maybe not the second part of it. Here's the thing. We've always said in business, don't bring me problems, bring me solutions. And so that's sort of that outcome solution focus. Here's what I would suggest is write down your problem and then reframe it 10 times and bring to me the reframe. Brilliant. That has, look, because if you're saying, okay, we need to speed up the bags, let's spend a lot of money on faster conveyor belts. Right. Well, that only gives you that one pass. But if it's like, well, how do I improve the wait experience? Okay, well, let's figure out a way of making it much more enjoyable. How do we model what Universal Studios and Disney World use when people are waiting in line to create these great experiences? That's a different question with a different range of solutions. So I would say, no, don't bring me the solution. I want better, different, more important, well-framed questions.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Folks, we're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Every accounting firm has a history. The history of Saul Friedman & Company spans 45 years of commitment, dependability, and reliability for our clients.
A client at Sol Friedman & Company is never alone in making critical business decisions. Behind each business move stands the full resources of an accounting firm with the financial know-how to inspire confidence and ensure success. Call 718-232-1111 now to find out how Sol Friedman & Company can help you grow your business. There's a reason our tagline is accounting with accountability. That is what we believe in, and that is the ethic we follow. For a free consultation, call 718-232-1111. That's 718-232-1111. Or visit our website at snfco.com. That's snfco.com.
Imagine a virtual business academy in under 60 seconds. In today's fast-paced world, we are launching a virtual business university that's launching June 1st, Monday, June 1st, 2020. Details to follow.
Came across a great commercial real estate opportunity and need money fast? At TBG Funding, we understand the challenge. Waiting months for a bank-issued loan can cost you your project. That's where we come in. Call TBG Funding today at 718-705-9300 to get the funding you need to get your project off the ground. That's 718-705-9300. With loans closed in 23 states and over $800 million in closed loans, TBG Funding can help you close any commercial real estate deal in as little as 3 days so that you can close deals quickly and efficiently. Visit tbgfunding.com to find out how we can help you capitalize on your next opportunity. That's tbgfunding.com.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. My guest is Steven Shapiro, the noted innovator and problem solver. You could find out more information by going to his website, stephenshapiro.com, S-T-E-P-H-E-N, Shapiro.com. He is sought out by many Fortune 500 companies and small businesses as well that are looking to solve complicated problems. And his and he was actually kind enough to share so many of his innovations in his book. Of course, that if you hire him for your company, you'll crack through any solution much quicker. But his newest release is Invisible Solutions, 25 lenses that reframe and help solve difficult business problems. One lucky listener is going to win it. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Text over MYB to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win Invisible Solutions by Steven Shapiro. And of course, it is available at Amazon. Now, Steven, I understand that you've dabbled in magic, right? You're a magician. In fact, last week's guest, Mark Levy, talked about how that was he uses and applies that approach, that mindset, to solving business problems. And we've heard that from another mutual friend, Shep Hyken. Perhaps do you have any perspective on that?
Yeah, so, and to be clear, I'm more of a wannabe magician. I love magic, but it's more about me torturing friends and family than anything else. Here's why I love magic for a whole variety of reasons when it comes to innovation. One is that magicians are making the impossible possible. And, as innovators and as problem solvers, we're trying to make hopefully the possible possible, even though it might seem impossible. Mm-hmm. And so if you think about how most magicians solve problems, they don't start with, okay, how can I do something that everybody could do or it's slightly better than what we did in the past? They say, okay, how can I cut somebody in half without killing them? How can I make someone disappear? How can I read someone's mind? Whatever it is, they start with something that is so ridiculously outrageous.
Right.
And then they reverse engineer that. And that's the thought process I love to use when problem solving.
Got it. How would you say that your newest release, Invisible Solutions, 25 lenses that reframe and help solve difficult problems, can apply into our very unfortunately difficult situation that we're facing as a, you know, all of mankind is facing right now?
Well, and this is the question I get asked by all of my clients right now. And I think it really depends on your current situation. So as I mentioned, like the meetings industry, right, when we use these lenses to reframe, we'll get different answers. So for example, one of the lenses is the variations lens. The variations lens says, in a lot of cases, we always treated everything as sort of a one-size-fits-all strategy. But what if, whether you're a bank, whether you're holding a meeting, whatever it is, what if you created variations? Instead of trying to handle every situation equally, what if we designed to handle the exception but not for the exception? So let's just take a meeting. You know, maybe some people can in the future meet in person. And for the people that can't, maybe they are virtually coming in. So we have different designs for different people. And maybe one of the other lenses that would be useful in that situation is something called the resequence lens, which is all about timing. So maybe the people who get together face to face are the people who've already tested to have the antibody, and therefore it's safe for them to all gather, and everyone else needs to use a different strategy. So you can use different strategies based on the data and information that you have. If you think about the airline industry, this could be a very good way for them to think about how do we transport people. So I think any of these lenses are useful almost in any situation with a little bit of creativity.
Now, I know that storytelling is so effective, especially on radio. Perhaps from any of the lenses, you could share the lens and a great story that goes along with it, that brings it out.
Well, I'll close then with one which I think also illustrates a really important point. And,
yes,
and I'll tell you the lens after I tell the story.
Okay.
I used to, as I mentioned earlier, I lived in London, England.
Mm-hmm.
When I was there, I actually had the great pleasure of working for a Formula One race car team. Formula One cars, super fast cars.
Yeah.
When I worked for them 20 years ago, they would change the tires, fuel the cars, do minor maintenance in a matter of seconds. And I loved watching the pit crews. I thought they were so cool.
Right.
And so I asked one of the guys, there's like, how do you get them to go so fast? Because if you've ever seen a pit crew, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
And he said, we just sit there and we time them. We do it over and over and over. And there's a point, though, that no matter what we do, we can't get them to go 1/1000th of a second faster. So they tried a number of different techniques to motivate people to get them to go faster, more money, bonuses. None of those worked until they tried something interesting. They told the pit crew members they weren't going to be evaluated on their speed, but rather on their style, on their smoothness. So as they're changing the tires, they should think smooth, go fast, but think smooth. And what they found was when they weren't trying to go fast, when people weren't focused on speed,
right,
they actually went faster. They were able to go 0.2 to 0.3 of a second faster than their best times previously.
Wow.
But everybody in the pit crew thought they were going slower. And this is the performance paradox lens. And the performance paradox lens basically says sometimes when we focus on the outcome, in this case speed, we're less likely to achieve that outcome. And the same thing is true for problem solving. The more we focus on the solution, the more we are so hyper-focused on the answer, quite often the less likely we are to get the right answer. But if we step back and say, what's the question? What's the issue, problem, challenge, or opportunity? And let's reframe that and go a little slower around the question definition, we will get faster results and get better results. And I think that's just a great, you know, example of why this is also important.
That is so brilliant. So, and anyone that has watched, real race car, in action, the Indy 500, there's no way to get these guys faster. There's no way. It's almost like you're watching a film that they really are speeding up.
Exactly.
Wow. Now, here's just an interesting question, based on your background. How important or advantageous, maybe perhaps the better word, is it to seek people, let's say for companies in their hiring process, to seek people that have experience in their particular industry? Is that important or not as important?
I mean, obviously, expertise is important, but at the same time, it can also put on blinders. I sometimes say that expertise is the enemy of breakthrough innovation. And the reason is because our past experiences, our understanding of whether it's the technologies we're using, the customers we're serving, the competition we're trying to compete against, our past experiences limited us. So anytime we bring somebody in with a different experience, as long as that different experience is appreciated, creates an opportunity for growth because they will see things that others haven't seen. There's a quote I love that Steve Jobs once said. He said, creativity is just having enough dots to connect. Dots being ideas or experiences. And the reason creative people are so is they've either had more experiences or they thought more about their experiences than other people. And that's what we can think about at an individual level, but also an organization level. We need more dots. We need more people looking at problems from different angles and bringing in different experiences. Because if we only have marketing people solving marketing problems, we're never going to get the best solution. We need to bring a lot of different people together to bring together the greatest breakthrough solutions.
My guest is Steven Shapiro. His latest release, Invisible Solutions, 25 Lenses That Reframe and Help Solve Difficult Business Problems. It's available on Amazon. One lucky listener is going to win an autographed hardcover copy. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. MYB to 64600. Again, one lucky listener will win Steven's new book, Invisible Solutions. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
To be successful, you need to understand what you do best and do more of it.
One of the gifts I believe that we have as entrepreneurs is to be blue sky visionaries, come up with amazing ideas, yet you're only as good as your execution. I've always had coaches my entire life. Once I got into business, coaching for me was a natural must-have. What I found in the past was most coaching programs were more focused around me earning a certain amount of income or taking a certain amount of time off versus me building a business that has value far beyond me. As soon as I engaged the Covenant Group, I could distinctly see that difference.
Working with the Covenant Group, I've gotten away from being controlling about so many of the facets of our business. It has given the people that are in my organization freedom to be creative, freedom to actually develop better ways to do things. I need a coach to help evaluate those things I'm blind to. If you have a blind spot, you don't see it. Without the coach, the process in and of itself is powerful. But the coach makes it work for a guy like me, and I think, frankly, for most people.
One of the greatest benefits of working with the Covenant Group is helping to identify what is it I do best.
My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
We are launching a virtual business university. A great important marketing tip in under 60 seconds. It's launching June 1st, Monday, June 1st, 2020. Details to follow.
Are you a life insurance agent or financial advisor? Then this message is for you. At Hidden Gem Life Solutions, we specialize in purchasing life and viatical settlements. We convert unneeded life insurance policies into profit for you and your client as listed. By partnering with the Hidden Gem team, you can make over $50,000 possible commission on a single deal. Visit HiddenGemLS.com and get started. Turn your client's liability into an asset by visiting Hidden Gem's website, HiddenGemLS.com. That's HiddenGemLS.com. Or you can call us at 516-342-5516.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. My guest is Steven Shapiro, the noted innovator and problem solver. He's also a world-renowned keynote speaker. Not as busy with that these days, although he is an NSA Hall of Famer. So he'll be back on the stage in no time. You know, listen, we're all praying that day returns quite soon. But for now, you could definitely pick up his newest release, and that will definitely help you get ahead at your game, at your business. His newest release is called Invisible Solutions, 25 Lenses That Reframe and Help Solve Difficult Business Problems. One lucky listener is going to win an autographed copy. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Text over MYB to 64600. Again, one lucky listener is going to win Steven's new book, Invisible Solutions. Well, Stephen, perhaps I can ask as follows: that we know unfortunately that how devastating the pandemic has had an effect on the economy, but let's put on our thinking caps and think the bright side. Businesses are going to come back at some point, please God, and they're going to be hiring. Perhaps you could share how you can apply some of your brains, your concepts, to the field of hiring superstars.
Absolutely. You know, we talked earlier about the need for different experiences. So if we're only bringing in people with one area of expertise, we're going to get a limited set of innovations. But if we bring people together with multidiscipline areas of expertise, we're going to get better breakthroughs. I think the same thing is true when it comes to hiring. But maybe not so much on different experiences, but how about on different personalities? What we do is we tend to hire people who fit the mold. And from my experience, if we only hire people who fit the mold, eventually the organization will grow mold. And the reason for that is because when we hire people who think the same way, it creates efficiency, but not innovation. And so one of the things that I believe is that when we bring people in, we need to bring in a diverse range of experiences, a diverse range of personalities and perspectives, and we need to have the right processes in place to help people actually drive that forward and make sure they get the most out of it.
Got it. So in terms of – that's great perspective in a general way. But let's say for the HR individual or for the executive that is looking at – he's meeting with a prospective star to join the team. Are there any specific questions – because you're a master at framing the right question. Are there any specific questions that you recommend that a company should be asking a prospective employee?
Sure. And I think to do that, I just want to step back for a second.
Sure.
I look at the world from the perspective of there's four different personalities, four different steps of the innovation process. And I always look through the lens of innovation. So you got people who are very analytical and data driven.
Mm-hmm.
You have people who are very creative and solution focused.
Mm-hmm.
You have others who are about planning and executing the work and others who are about people. So if you figure there's four different categories, then what we want to do is ask questions, first of all, that don't lead the witness, which is one of the bad things we do, but ask open-ended questions that get people to tell you about themselves. So, for example, a very simple question is, tell me about something that you did in the past which you are most proud of. And if a person is, like I am, more on the creative novelty side of things, I'll be like, we created something that was so new and different. Nobody ever considered this before. It was fascinating. Whereas somebody who might be in the execution mindset might be, well, we implemented this program, we improved productivity by 25%, the program was implemented on time. When you ask these types of questions, look for their responses and try to break them into which category, and also look at physicality. Because I do find when people are talking, their physicality, like the people who are creative, tend to move their arms a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas people who are data-driven might be more, closed in and thoughtful in the way their body movements are. So there's a lot that you can do with questions and watching people respond.
Got it. Stephen, the time flies when we do the show. So a couple of final notes. First of all, how can people get in touch with you and to find out more information about everything that you provide?
Sure. So, actually, the easiest place to go to is InvisibleSolutionsResources.com. That's where you can get the 25 lenses and a bunch of other things, and you can learn about me there. So that's probably the easiest place to go to find out anything that you want.
Got it. Okay. I also want to remind the listeners that Stephen's new book, Invisible Solutions, 25 Lenses That Reframe and Help Solve Difficult Business Problems, is available on Amazon. And one lucky listener is going to win an autographed copy. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600, MYB to 64600 to win Stephen's newest release, Invisible Solutions. Perhaps also you could share some of your previous releases. What were they? What were the topics? What were the names?
Sure. So the one right before this was Best Practices Are Stupid, which was really all about how do we create a culture of innovation inside of organizations.
Okay.
The one before that was Personality Poker, which is actually a card game, which will help you when we're talking about hiring people with different personalities. Personality Poker is actually a card game that allows you to figure out who you are, who you need to work with, and all those other fun things. And then there's a bunch of others, but those are the most recent ones.
Amazing. So can we ask on the air, what's your secret sauce? What do you do to give yourself a jolt once in a while to come up with the creativity that you have?
Well, I've been reading articles that say that caffeine definitely helps with
coffee.
Creativity and
solution
problem
to everything.
So I always have a little bit of that around me. But I think it really comes back to questioning the question. I think, you know, I never assume, you know, I try to put aside my arrogance. I try to put aside my ego. And I really try to step back and look at everything with fresh eyes. Assume that I'm not the one who's going to have the right answer, that I need to find the right person. But in order to do that, I need to ask a different question. That's just how I'm wired. I love thinking that way.
What a great takeaway. Well, folks, that wraps up another great edition of Mind Your Business here on 77 WABC. Tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Safliff. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Safliff has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Safliff, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Safliff.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.